You're listening to SBS News.
When the coronavirus pandemic hit, countless people around the world transitioned from working in an office environment to working from home. Bangkok-based business director at Adecco Group, Ashley Alcock, was among them.
To spend more time with my children has been fantastic. I've been able to be more flexible in regards to when I worked. So I wasn't working the traditional 9 to 5 hours. I was working hours outside the traditional hours when I was at home.
But after noticing that productivity peaked higher in 2020 than it did in 2018 or 2019, it got him thinking.
I thought, something's not right here. Either work from home works brilliantly or potentially there's something else at play. So I monitored it over the course of 2020 and I noticed that it started to dip and it started to tag off.
He says with new lockdown measures being implemented this year as a result of new COVID-19 variants like Delta, it gave him the perfect opportunity as part of his Master of Business Studies at Macquarie University to look into whether working from home or the office is most productive. Marosh Savatka is Professor of Economics at Macquarie Business School and Mr. Alcock's supervisor. He says the research was conducted as a blind field experiment, with sales professionals divided into 6 categories based on whether they chose or self-selected to work from home or the office or were forced to.
If you know that you're being observed, you might, for example, try harder or shirk less, even if that would be your natural tendency. And so this blind field experiment actually allows us to observe people in sort of a natural setting without them being aware of the fact that they are being observed. And so we are able to randomly also assign people into different groups that allow for clear-cut comparisons about who is more productive.
Ashley Alcock says his research found that employees were most productive overall when working from the office, and those who chose to work from the office got more done than the other groups combined. Meanwhile, the group that chose to work from home was more productive than those who had no choice over where they worked. And out of that category, working parents, especially mothers, got the most done.
Self-selected home employees, especially in the mature category, were working anywhere between 1.8 to 2 hours more productive hours per day than a traditional office setting, where in the office it may be a case where you come in 9 to 5, 5 o'clock, switch off, go home. Where the home group were logging in after dinner, we saw hours up to 11, 12 p.m. With still people logging into the system and performing their work duties.
Conversely, new graduates who completed their training for their new job from home had the worst productivity out of all of the groups. Mr. Alcock says while both the groups who were trained in the office and at home completed the exact same online modules, the workers in the office were 50% more productive than those at home.
Initially, both groups start off fairly similar on the productive scale. It's a KPI-based metric scale. But as we saw the course of the 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, 9 months down the road, productivity significantly dropped off.
He's still analysing why that may be, but says part of it could be attributed to those in the office being able to be around senior colleagues and observe how they work.
I think it's a lot down to the fact that they had that extra learning experience on the floor. They could communicate live time. You know, when you're on Zoom, it's difficult. It's difficult to do team building based activities where everyone's speaking at the same time.
Professor Savatka says while the study was based on people working in sales, the findings can be applied more generally to any business or country.
Unless there are some other underlying factors that would be fundamentally different from one industry to another, right? We would anticipate that underlying findings we would be able to replicate from one industry to another.
A Productivity Commission report released last month says around 8% of Australians were working from home at least some of the time before the pandemic. That figure has risen to around 40% following the introduction of stay-at-home orders in many states and is predicted to remain at similar levels even as restrictions continue to ease. Professor Savatka says he expects to see many companies make adjustments in the near future as to how they operate and hopes they'll experiment with new models that allow workers to choose to have more flexibility.
Allowing employees to work from home if they can be equally productive can also signal trust. And trust is one of the fundamental factors when it comes to productivity and employment relationships. And companies now have the opportunity to actually harness this.
But Ashley Alcock warns before businesses make permanent changes to how they operate, it's vital they assess whether it will be effective in the long term.
It's very hard to come back from that. Once you've cut your office space, reduce your operating costs, to recoup that or regain that back after ending it all would cost millions.
Amy Hall, SBS News.